Lord, we come before you tonight, profoundly aware of the Father's love for us. Lord, we will never tire of asking you, for you delight in blessing us. We won't waste our time looking back, but living in the moment of hope. We won't surrender to doubt or anxiety, but recognize that you have come with a great desire to heal us. Good and gracious God, we believe that you are here and that you see me, that you hear me. We ask you, Lord, that we may make this time of prayer fruitful, full of grace, full of joy. Holy Spirit, come and create anew in us. Convert, hover over those areas in our lives that are dormant and barren, wounded and broken, violated or hurt. Come, Holy Spirit, and hover over us. Renew us. Renew us with the fire of love. Give us new hearts. Take out our stony hearts. Hover over us as you did Our Lady. Incarnate in us, Christ. Incarnate in us the flesh and glory of God's love. Hover over us, Father, with the spirit of joy and peace. That spirit that you promised at the Last Supper. Ladies, you may be seated if you like. So, Lord, we offer you this just quiet song. Maybe no journey in the New Testament is as profound as the woman with the hemorrhage. This woman with a sickness for many years, who had sought healing for this bleeding. Spent all she had. We look at this woman with sincere and profound respect. I wonder how many other women were like her before Christ that would come up and touch the hem of the garment. But so many people around and so many people close to the Lord, and yet he responds, "Who touched me?" The Father's love funneled through Christ into this solitary woman, only because of her sickness. Maybe many touched but maybe not everybody touched with their wounds. But Christ always senses when healing goes out, but also when it's received. Christ is always healing, pouring out, but is our human hearts open? Or are they confused or afraid or full of pride? And the experience was so profound that she found herself looking up at Christ again. But this time it was not in her imagination, but it was real. Because probably her imagination was so wounded by the rejection that she had felt Christ and many others look down on her. But that touch revealed exactly how Christ looked at her with love. And it was, woman, it was you. It was you who touched me. Imagine there you are, that woman. And as you follow the good Lord, deeply aware of your wound, maybe even covering it, and as the crowds push and pull, you wait. There's an authentic fear, because if they find out you touched him, you may be stoned to death. And it's better than bleeding out. And so you follow. And as you get closer, you recognize there's a draw to him. And anxiety elevates in your heart. How can I touch him? But I must. And as you reach out and touch the garment, a profound grace, a profound mercy flows through your fingertips. So evident that you fall backwards. Assuming all had continued on, you hear his voice. Who was it that touched me? Who was it? And everything stops. And as you look up, as he makes his way back towards you, woman, was it you? Out of all these people, was it you that touched me? Yes, Lord, it was me. In a way, a rhetorical question, because he knew. There's no need to keep hiding. What do his eyes look like? Are you looking at him? Are you turning away? Look at me, woman. Your faith has made you well. And then he continues on. And there you remain. Uncertain but totally aware of what happened. And your body feels different. Lord, we come tonight, we ask for the same powerful healing as the woman at the well. To touch the deepest wound, memory, or experience in our lives. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth and joy, healing Spirit, come through the hands of the priests, through the Eucharist. And liberate and anoint every woman to proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind, a year acceptable to the Lord.